Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
I like you to come to church when you hear the Word of God. Be expectant, like the man in Acts chapter 3, verse 5. He was expecting to receive something of them. That's what provokes the miracles, the supernatural manifestations. So come expecting, be expectant to receive from God when you come into the presence of God. And it's a new month, and this month will be your best in the name of Jesus. This month will be a month that you will see God's hand at work in your life, in your life, in your life, because He is still alive. He is still good. And I'm always excited about the Word of God. Get excited about the Word of God too. That's when it works for you. Get excited. So, it's good. It's good to know that, like the couple that came from Pueblo, they said they heard the message on the radio. Think about it. And they drove 60 miles to come and listen to it. To be here physically. So if we are here, let's take advantage of what God is saying to us. It's humbling to know that, and it's really awesome to know that God is doing that as well. So we'll take advantage of all the means possible we can to get the gospel out there. That's it says the gospel will be published or preached in all the nations. That's why we keep printing out these flyers. We keep putting it on the radio. We look for more avenues to send it out, because it's seed. The Bible calls the Word of God seed, and He says the field is the world. So I have seed, I have field, and I know what to do with seed. That's our heart. The Word of God should it can transform your life. It can transform your life. A young man sitting here, he said, when we were teaching on previous, I was speaking to him, he gave his testimony, and he said, he lived in a place that wasn't so desirable. He said, God, this principle, these things we are learning on prayer, he says, we can ask you for it, and you'll give it to us. And he asked God, said, God, I need a house. And God provided $125,000 towards the purchase of a house. Think about it. Your testimony is next. Think about it. So take advantage. Let's not just hear the Word of God, but do it. Do it. Hallelujah. Someone's testimony is next. It's next. Okay, so my Lord and my God. It's one thing to read the Word of God. It's one thing to hear the Word of God. But what makes the Word of God work in our life is revelation. Is revelation of what God is saying to us in the Bible. And it's the revelation of God's word that turns our tears into cheers. It is the revelation of God's word that transforms our lives. So you can read through the Bible so many times, but I mean, we've all experienced it one time or the other. So sometimes some verses that you've read over and over again, you read it one another time, and the Holy Spirit quickens it to you, and it speaks to you and ministers to you in a personal way that you have not. Sometimes you've not seen it that way. Sometimes I'll be reading the Bible and say, I never saw that. It takes revelation, the Holy Spirit opening up the book or the Word of God to us. The Word of God is full of treasures, but it takes the Holy Spirit opening up the book to us, opening up the Word of God to us. And so, like, for instance, in Acts chapter 8, verse 30, we look at we see the Ethiopian Enoch. That's not my key scripture. I'm just getting started. Just give you an introduction. Acts chapter 8, verse 30. But it's along the same lines that we are talking about this morning. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this. Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. He says, do you understand what you are reading? The book was closed up to the man. He's reading the book, but he doesn't have access to what is in there. But thanks be to God, Jesus has come to open up the word of God to us. So turn to Revelations chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. Revelations chapter 5, 4 to 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, and I began to weep aloud because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, weep no more. The old version says, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. John had a revelation. He saw into the realm of the spirit, and he began to weep. No one was found worthy to open the scrolls. Just like that, the Ethiopian, you know, I don't understand what I'm reading. And so till the book is opened, our tears continue. But when the seals are open, when the book is opened, and our understanding, we begin to see what is in the word of God. That is what turns our tears into cheers. That is what gives us rejoicing. I'm sure when he saw that someone was found worthy to open the book, he stopped crying. Now he's full of cheer. Someone has been found worthy to open the book. This month I pray that the word of God will be opened up to you. As we sit in this service this morning, I pray that the word of God will be open to you concerning the issues of life. Hallelujah. Jesus, we see that as well, even before after he resurrected, before he ascended, Luke chapter 24, verse 32. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My Lord, I'm getting excited already. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 24, verse 32. Glory to God. Then said to each other, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? Did not our hearts burn within us while he opened the scriptures? And they arose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together. And if you jump to verse 45, it says, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Weep not, the book is open. Weep not, the book is open. It is one thing to read the word of God, and it's one thing for the book to be open to you. It is one thing for the word of God to be revealed to you. And when the word of God is revealed, that is the end of our struggles. That is the end of our struggles. The book is opened up. The word of God is full of treasures. But it takes God giving us access as we study the word of God through his spirit for us to see it. And we'll see that as we go along. Weep not, the book is open. Weep not, the book is open. Weep not, the book is open. This month I pray that the word of God will be opened up to you, and every challenge facing you will be turned to testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, one thing is needful. One thing is needful. Thank you, Miss Hannah. One thing is needful. And Mary chose that one thing. The word of God is the thing that is needful in our lives. One thing is needful. One thing is needful. And that one thing, when we discover it in the word of God, when the book is open, when the Bible is open to us, and we encounter that one thing, that changes our story forever. But we have to make a choice to choose the word of God. So in Luke chapter 10 verse 42, Jesus speaking to Mary. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 10 verse 42 says, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her. The word of God is what is needful. It is the one thing that is needful. That is the one thing that is needful. Jesus is in the house. He's preaching and he's teaching. And Martha is busy just running around saying, you're going to prepare the meal, clean the dishes. And Mary is like, look, you take care of the kitchen. If Jesus is preaching, that's the only thing that I'm interested in. If the word of God is being taught, if the word of God is being preached, Jesus, if you need some beans, you can create some for yourself to eat. But I'm not going to leave the word of God. I am excited. I want to. There is one thing that I need, and I need to get it from you, Jesus. One thing is needful, and she has chosen that part. That one thing, when we discover it in the word of God, when we encounter this one word from heaven, can change the circumstances of our life. You see, the word of God is what created everything that we see. And that what God created is forever. What God created, the sun is still the sun, it's still there. The earth is still the earth, it's still here. Whatever he does is forever. Whatever he does is forever. Ecclesiastes 3:14. Whatever God does is forever. And so that one thing, when you discover it, when the book gets opened up, when the revelation of God's word comes, when you receive that one thing, it can turn the circumstances of your life forever and send you on the right path. Hallelujah. One thing is needful, and she chose that one thing. We have to make a choice to go after that. Once we receive the word of God, it puts us in a place where we are in total command of circumstances. The word of God spoken, the word of God revealed to us, puts us in supernatural command. Puts you in a place where doubt is not an option, where you refuse to doubt. That's what the centurion discovered when he came to Jesus with his child and came to Jesus concerning his servant in Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. He says, Jesus, I am a man under authority. I know that there is power in the word of God that you can speak to transform the life of my servant and make that servant whole. You don't need to come into my house. Speak the word only. Everyone say, speak the word only. Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. You get to the point, you said, God, speak your word only. That is what I need for a turnaround. That is what I need to make progress. That is what I need to go forward. One thing is needful, and she chose that. The centurion, Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, he says that, speak the word only, and my servant will be made whole. Speak the word of God only. Lord, speak. Lord, the word that I need to overcome whatever I'm facing, reveal it to me, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned, they lost access. We lost access to God's the light went out. That's the day that the light went out. But Jesus Christ came to restore access to the very treasures of God. That is why when he was on the cross, he said, it is finished. And the veil was torn It was torn into two from the top to the bottom. That thing was like very high. It was torn. And now what he was saying is that not only the priests have access, not only the priests have access, but now everybody can have access to the treasures behind the veil. What is behind the veil? That is the Ark of the Testimony. That is what the Ark of Testimony, generating testimonies in our lives. There is the manna, the very blessings of God, the bread from heaven. There is the rod of Aaron, that budded. I mean, all these treasures were behind the veil. But Jesus ripped it into two and said, everybody can have access to what is behind the veil. Hallelujah. Everybody can go into that place. Everybody can go to the Father. Now in my name, in the name of Jesus, the veil has been torn. The covering has been removed. And now we can go in and access the very deepest riches behind the veil. My Lord and my God. We can go in and access what is behind the veil. That is what Isaiah was prophesying. Oh, I love this. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 6 to 8. My. Weep not, the book is open. Weep not, the book is open. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food. A feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well-refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples. Notice that. The veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up dead forever. And the Lord will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. Listen, he said he will, the covering that is cast over all nations, the veil that is spread, cast over all people, the veil that is spread over all nations, he will swallow it up. He will shatter it so that people can have access to the feast behind the veil. My Lord, and then he says that their weeping will be wiped away when the book is open, when the seal is open, when revelation comes, that is the end of our tears. So he's saying that he will be, when the veil was taken, when the veil was shattered, now we have access to food behind. My Lord and my God, and the Lord will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from the earth. For who has spoken? The Lord has spoken. It's not man that is speaking, but the Lord has spoken. The veil, the shattering of the veil gives us access to what is behind the veil. And thanks be to God, my champion, the Lord Jesus Christ. When he hung on the cross, when he said it is finished, that veil was torn. This month, I pray, whatever you need to access in the word of God, I pray that it will be revealed to you in the name of Jesus. That every tear, every frustration will be taken from your life. Amen. And the veil, you see that the veil is connected to the tears. It will shatter the veil, the covering that covers people, so that they can have access to what is behind the veil, and that will be the end of the tears. My Lord and my God, the reproach will be taken away. And he says death will be swallowed up forever. Death will be swallowed up forever. That's what he did. Death will be swallowed up forever. The fear of death, that will be the end of it. I mean, you there is no more fear about what may come up. It is swallowed up. Hallelujah. Death will be swallowed up forever by access to what is behind the veil. That's what gives you confidence. The word of God that is revealed is what gives you that confidence. I mean, that's what can give Jesus the confidence to say that, let us go to the other side, and then he goes to bed. He knows that the word of God that he has spoken is weightier and mightier. Nothing is going to sing this hip. And when you discover the word of God, that one thing that is needful, my Lord, now you are like the centurion. You turn your back and you go home. You go to sleep and you know that God, I have the word of God from him. I've heard from heaven. I've heard from God. Peace that passes all understanding. What God said concerning my life will come to pass. What he has spoken, he's able to perform. There is no way I am going under for going over with Jesus. No, he has said his word. I am not going under. I'm standing on the very word that was that created everything that I see. Weep not. The book is open. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So let me give you, let us go over some points. How do we access what is behind, the fatness behind the veil? How do we access, he talks about the feast behind the veil. How do we access the treasures? This book is full of treasures. It is packaged for our profitable living. It is packaged for us to profit and live a life that glorifies God. Three scriptures along those lines. The profiting of God's word. Let's look at that first. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. The word of God is packaged for our profitable living. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I like it in the King James, the old version. I read it that way. He says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Let's all say it. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's what? Profitable. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It's the doctrine in there is packaged for is profitable. The reproof in there is packaged for my profits. The correction in there is packaged for my profit. The instructions in there is packaged for my profit. All scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable. Think about it. It's packaged for our profitable living. It is packaged for our profitable living. Look at another one. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. The same Apostle Paul writing to Timothy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. It says, meditate upon these things. That he was talking about all the word of God and the things of God. Give thyself wholly to them. Another translation, immerse yourself in it. To them that your profiting may appear to all. Your profiting may appear to all. The word of God is packaged for our profitable living. But he says, immerse yourself in it. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly. It goes back to that point. One thing is needful, and nothing else matters but the word of God. That is what I need to live a life that pleases God and that fulfills what he has called us to do. Another one. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 4. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. The word of God is not a book of just religious dogma. No. It's packaged for our profitable living. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, the English Standard Version says, for the good news came to us just as to them, but the message did not benefit them. Again, I like the old translation a little better. It says, the word of God. It says, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word did not profit. There's that word again, or benefit. It's the same thing. Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Not being mixed with faith. The gospel was preached to them, referring to the people that were under the ministry of Moses. The word of God was preached to them, but they didn't believe it. They didn't mix faith with it. So the word of God is packaged for our profitable living. The gospel is for us to live a life to the maximum benefit and maximum impact. But when the gospel is preached, it has to be mixed with faith. It has to be mixed with faith. As you hear the word of God, you say and come to the point. I got to the point, I said, if God said it, I believe it. If God said it, I believe it. I believe the word of God. They did not profit. They did not derive. So that's why he's telling him, meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly to it. Mix faith with it. Chew on the word of God. Think about it. I mean, get it into you. Meditate. Think about it. Mix faith with it. What does God's word? God, the answer must be in this book. The answer is in the book. I know it's there. Lord, show it to me. And he will reveal it to you. And the word of God comes and you mix faith with it. Then the results are forthcoming. Hallelujah. The word preached. That's why I said it's not just enough to hear it preached or to read it. But when the revelation of God's word comes, that's what makes the difference. And mixing it with faith. Mixing it with faith, that's what produces results. That's what produces results in our lives. Hearing the word of God preached, not only that, but mixing it with faith. But the word of God is packaged for us. There is treasures in that word. Never take the word of God lightly. No, it is God speaking to us. And as far as you can see in the word of God, that's what you possess. He told Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, I will give it to you. The more it is revealed, the more it is revealed to you, the more that you partake of the treasures that are in the word of God. I pray that this month, as you sit right here, the word of God will be revealed to you. So how do I sign up? It's a very long language we use. How do I sign up for all these things that you are talking about? The first step, how do I register? The first step is to be born again. The first step is to be born again and to come into the kingdom of God. You see, spiritual things are foolishness to those who are perishing. The gospel is foolishness. I meet them all the time. The Bible is a book of the Middle East. It's a book for, it's not authentic. It's not God's word. It's foolishness. Doesn't mean anything to them. The treasures in there doesn't mean anything to the one that is dead. I mean, if you put $1 million by someone who is dead, it doesn't mean anything to him. It's the physical, but the $1 million, you give me $1 million, I know what to do with it. Oh, Lord. If I get $1 million, I know what to do with it. I'll go every voice to take the gospel at nations. But the man is dead, he doesn't appreciate that. The same way for a spiritual person that is dead, spiritual things are foolishness to him, the Bible says. So to access the things in the word of God, when the one who is spiritually dead hears the word of God, all the revelations will point to get saved. Get saved. That's what he needs. Without get saved. God will be pointing the person in that direction. You need to come into the kingdom of God. Like the Ethiopian, you know, he has the Bible. He's reading it. He doesn't know what's going on. It's closed. But with Philip explaining it to him, he was able to get to where he needed to go. So that's what Jesus was talking about in Mark chapter 4, verse 11. Mark chapter 4, verse 11. Oh, I love his word. He said to them, to you has been given the secret of the kingdom, but for those outside, everything is in parables. To us who are in the kingdom of God, it is given to us to know, to understand. But to the one who is outside, It is in parables. It doesn't get it. But to us, my Lord and my God, who are in the kingdom of God, to us it has been given to know the secret of the kingdom of God. It has been given to us to know the kingdom, the secret of the kingdom of God. And when Jesus approached Peter and asked him, "Who do people say I am?" And when Peter responded, Jesus said, "I give you the keys. I give you the keys to the kingdom. I give you the keys to the kingdom. I give you the keys to the kingdom." When you have the key to a place, you don't struggle. When we all get out of service today, we have keys to our car. We put the key in, we turn it on, and we are on our way. We don't go to the car and say, "Car, you are going to have to start." You really have to start today. If the car is working in a normal condition, you really have to start. And we can stand there with the keys in our hand. Start, 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 start. We put the key in and we are on our way. So he said that it is given to you to know the mysteries, all the keys to the kingdom. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, talking to Peter, "I give you the keys. I give you the keys. I give you the keys." Matthew 6, 19. Thank you, Lord. "I give you the keys, my Lord and my God." How wonderful it is to have the keys. 16:19. "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." It is given to you to know. I give you the keys. I'm giving you access to heaven itself. I am opening up this book to you so you can have access. My Lord and my God. I like that word. Ephesians talks about the fact that we have access boldly to go to the Father. My Lord, if you have access to the very Treasury Bank of the United States, think about it. That God is more and bigger than that. I give you the keys. I pray that as you listen to the word of God this morning, the key that you need to unlock everything that needs to be unlocked will be delivered to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you the keys. Keys stand for access. Keys stand for access. Keys stand for access. Like the young man said. He said, "I told God, God, please give me a house. I need a house." By listening to these messages on prayer, he said, "No, now it's time to put it into action." He got the key to what he needed at the time. When the doctor said, "Our son will not walk," I said, "No, everybody that comes into the world walks. It's not normal. It's not normal that people don't walk. Everybody has to walk." No, you are going to walk. You will walk in the name of Jesus, and praise be to God, he is walking. As we, when you know what it's, that's the end of our tears. Of our tears. I give you the keys. When you have the keys, you have access. I pray that access is granted in the name of Jesus. I jumped ahead of myself. But so the first point was register by being born again. And once you are born again, you have access to it. Number two, we access the treasures in the book by the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that God has given us to help us access the treasures in the book. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. Hallelujah. Keys, access. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 10. It says, "But as it is written, what no eye has seen, no ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. But these things God has revealed," notice the word "revealed," "to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depth of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God knows the deep things of God. That's why he told Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. But thanks be to God, eye has not seen, neither has it entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for those that love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. It takes the Spirit of God to reveal to us what we need at every point. It is behind the veil, but by the Holy Spirit, he has sent him to reveal all to us, to reveal what is in the book to us, to reveal what we need to do at every point. That is why he says also in John chapter 14, verse 26, the very deep things of God, the Spirit of God knows it. But it says, no ear has heard, neither has the eye seen, but the Spirit of God, that we have the mighty Holy Spirit indwelling us to reveal to us and make the word of God revelation to us. Like John chapter 14, verse 26. Oh, glory. But the Helper, my Lord, I like that. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. He will teach you what? A few things? No. All things. All things. He will bring it to your remembrance. He will bring it to your remembrance. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. He is a mighty teacher, and also he teaches us through the word. But as you hear the word of God preach, you hear God as well. Sometimes after service, some of you will tell me, what you said is exactly what I needed at the time. The Holy Spirit, through the preached word of God, is instructing you and teaching you as well. He is a teacher. He will teach you a few things. No, all things. I like absolutes. I really enjoy that. All means all. He's available as a teacher to reveal the very deep things of God. He knows it all, so he can reveal it. John chapter 16, verse 11. It says, talking about the Holy Spirit, it says, concerning judgments, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Oh, but when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. He will guide you into all truth. All through some of the truth, no. Oh, whatever he hears from heaven, that is what he will speak. Whatever he hears the Father say, whatever he hears Jesus say, he knows what is in the heart of God, and so he will reveal it. Hallelujah. He will reveal. He says, I have so many things to say to you, you cannot appreciate it. The disciples, there are so many things that they couldn't get. When Jesus rose up from the dead, they said, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? They thought he was going to set up an earthly system, an earthly kingdom. But no, he says, that when I have so many things to you, but you cannot grasp it. If you had been there when Jesus was being crucified, some people say, I wish I was there when Jesus was there. I will have seen much more. You can be in the presence of Jesus. And like when Jesus was crucified on the cross, they didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. They just thought, till Jesus Christ resurrected and opened it up to them, it was all covered up. They didn't know. You wouldn't see that he was being made sick for us with our sicknesses. You wouldn't see that he was being the very sins was being laid upon him. They didn't see it. No, the Apostle Paul said that Christ died for us according to the scriptures. You think you would know because you've read the epistles. You wouldn't know it. God revealed it to the Apostle Paul. What happened behind when he was ministering? What was going on? So it takes the Spirit of God to reveal to us what is behind. He knows it. What an advantage that we have. Jesus, when he was going, he says, don't worry. The people were sad. Oh, Jesus, you are leaving us. We are alone. We've seen you do all these miracles. He said, don't worry. He says, it's actually better for me to go. You're actually getting a better deal by me going and the Holy Spirit coming. We don't see it that way. He said, maybe I wish I sat by. No. He says, you let me go. It is better for me to go. I will not leave you as orphans. I will send you the Holy Spirit. I'm here. I can only be physically present in one place. But when I go, the Spirit of truth will come and he will reveal all things to you. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will begin, the Holy Spirit will begin to reveal the Word of God to you. Oh, glory. Oh. The third thing you need to know is you have to engage in a search for what is missing. Lord, there's a solution in the book. There has to be a solution somewhere. Lord, engage in it with your spirit. Engage in it because Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. John chapter 6, verse 63. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So it takes our spirit to receive and appreciate what God is communicating to us. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that are spoken to you are spirit and life. So we have to engage in the search for it with our heart. The woman who lost, in the parable of the woman who lost a coin, the Bible says in Luke chapter 15, verse 18, 8 to 10, that she took a lamp and began searching for it in the whole house what was missing. And what is that lamp? That lamp is our spirit. Let's read the parable first. Luke chapter 15, verse 8 to 10. He said, she took a lamp and began to search. There's one thing that is missing here. I need to find it. How do I find it? She took a lamp and began to search. Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and diligently seek diligently until she finds it. And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost. She finds it and goes to call all her friends. I found it. And so Proverbs 20:27, that lamp that he's talking about in our case will be our heart. Proverbs 20:27. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost part. So by your spirit, you say, what is my spirit? Your spirit is the inner person, the one that talks to you. Your head, your mind is what talks to your head. You engage in it by this. You are searching diligently. Lord, the answer has to be in here somewhere. The answer, he said, no wonder he said, the answer is in the book. Lord, help me see it. The spirit of man, he says, he seeks, searches diligently. In Jeremiah 29, he says that 13, he says that if you search for me diligently, you will find me if you do it with all your heart. Hallelujah. If you search for me, you will find me. But you have to do it with your heart. You are a spirit being. You are a spirit being. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 talks about the fact that may he make you whole, spirit, soul, and body. So you begin to search in your heart. Lord, there has to be there's one thing that is needful. I need to find it. Lord, help me locate what I need to move on to the next level. And he will reveal it unto you. You will seek me, Jeremiah 29:13, and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jesus put it this way, whoever seeks will find. Matthew 7:7, whoever seeks will find. In the name of Jesus, you will seek me, but you have to do it. Go after it. Hunger and thirst after it. The Lord, I need to find it. God doesn't talk to our heads. He communicates with us through our spirit. That is how he communicates with us. He communicates with us through our spirit. And so we go after it. We seek God. God. I remember my Lord. When I saw what righteousness means, that day he says, that day I jumped for joy. If God says I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, then that means that gives me dominion over the works of the enemy. That means I can walk and produce the same kind of fruit that Jesus Christ produced in his life. I just jumped and screamed. I found it. That's what I was looking for. That's what I needed. I have found it. That's what he's talking about. Once you find it, you are joyful. Lord, this is the key that I need at this time. I pray that this month, even as you sit under the influence of the word of God, the keys that you need will be delivered unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, when you are founded, and not only that, when you are founded, there shall be a reward. There shall be a reward, and your expectation shall not be cut off. When you are founded, there shall be a reward. Oh, when you are founded, it will show. Proverbs 24, verse 14. Let's wrap up with that. You know, I can preach from now till midnight. Do like the Apostle Paul. He preached and someone died and fell off, and then he took him out, raised him up, and continued preaching. My Lord and my God. Oh, glory. When you have founded, there shall be a reward. When you have founded, there shall be a reward. My son, eat honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to your teeth. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto your soul. When you have founded, there shall be a reward, and your expectation shall not be cut off. When you have founded, there shall be a reward. I pray that whatever you are looking for this month, you will find it. The answer is in the book. Amen. You will find it. Weep not. The book is open. Weep not. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has given you access. He says, I am the way. The covering that covers all people has been shattered. Your weeping will end this month in the mighty name of Jesus. Your frustrations and the things that causes you sorrow, I pray that by the word of God, they will end. In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Oh, glory. Weep not. The book is open. Weep not. The book is open. Weep not. The book is open. The mighty Holy Spirit has been sent to indwell us, to guide us into all truth. Talk to God this morning. The Lord, by the revelation of your word, let my tears end this month. Let my sorrow be turned into joy. Oh, let my mourning be turned into dancing. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, that which will put me in command and in authority of the circumstances of my life, that will give me testimonies, that will glorify you and draw other people to you. Oh Lord, let it be revealed in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Talk to God this morning. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear your voice. I give you the keys of the kingdom. To you it is given to know the secrets of the kingdom. But to those who are outside, it is in parables. Lord, reveal to me. Let this man be my turnaround man, Lord. Let me get to know you more and more. Lead me, guide me, Lord, by your Spirit. By your Spirit. By your Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for all that many good things you are doing in our midst. All the mighty things, the miracles that you are doing. Oh, the testimonies that you are filling up in filling us up with. May every single day of this month, may you reveal yourself to us. Continue to speak to us. Whatever the Holy Spirit hears from heaven, he will say. May we be sensitive to hear your voice, to be committed to you, wholly dedicated to you. Yo, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father. Access to the very throne room of God. That our lives will reflect who you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We will know what to do. We will know what to do. You will lead us and guide us into all truth. All truth. Into the very treasures of God in the book, and all our tears will be wiped away. All our struggles will cease. Whatever we desire from you, Lord, thank you, Lord, you will do it. You love us, and we love you. Thank you, Lord. When we are founded, there shall be a reward. Expectation will not be cut off. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you are listening to this as well, access to the open book starts with being born again. Say, I want to come into the kingdom of God. I want the word of God to transform my life like you are talking about. Just say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead. I receive him as my Lord and my Savior. And thank you, Lord, that I'm saved. Let's just raise up our hands to him this morning. Just give him praise. And let's all say, Lord, Lord. Let's all say this together. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that you will open up your word to us this month in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the mighty Holy Spirit that indwells us. We are available and willing to hear what he has to tell us. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that it is done. Thank you, Lord, that it is finished. Thank you that you paid the price for us so that we can be recipient of it. And being recipient, we can go forth and tell other people about it. Being recipient of it, Lord, we can access what you have for us. Your plan that is bigger than all that we can ask or think. Thank you, Lord, it is done. Before you formed us in the womb, you knew us. And you had packaged for us. You had a package for us. It is done. It is done. It is finished. Access is granted in the mighty name of Jesus. Access is granted in the name of Jesus. It is finished. It is done. Oh, glory. Thank you, Father. I pray that the next 7 days of this week, we see your goodness. Our frustrations, our challenges are turned into testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus, we hear from you specifically what we ought to do. This month, may it be the best month of our lives. The next month, the next days of this year, may it be the best that we have ever known. May we walk under an open heaven. May we walk knowing that we have you. And having you means it having it all. You have paid the price for it. We walk in the blessing. And we are a blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Impacting our world for Jesus. Impacting our families and relationships. And fulfilling all that you have called us to do. Turn around testimonies in our health, in our finances. Lord, let us see your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. We love you. Take all the glory, take all the praise, and all the honor. In the name of Jesus.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.